shame. Wally was making a cake, and I was going to have put my gourmet jelly beans to use, but I wasn't sure if they had pomegranate or not, or grapefruit in it, the two flavors that one of the girls is definitely allergic to.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, I looked it up, and apparently they do. So I've had to refrain.
I understand.
Even with the other colors. It's a real shame. Which is a real shame, because I remember doing my carrot cakes with them, and... Well, I just never once died from them, but... I'm not gonna... I won't push it. Anyway. So... Shall we get started?
Yes. Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. With all of our usual intentions, eternal Father, we offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all of the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in our own home and within our family. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just to double check, you're recording on your end, right?
I am. Uh-huh.
Okay, then. Sound of speed. Let's go.
Okay, so remember continuing...
this mysterious stranger.
Yes, a mysterious stranger had just arrived in a airship, and he beckons to Jaden and Rosh to hop on in. So Jaden and Rosh find themselves climbing into a... it's not an overly large starship. I'll have to... it's kind of like a, I'll make sure to send you some pictures between now and the next installment.
Yeah, you go ahead and do some concept art of that. Anyway.
So the pilot of the ship, there's enough room for the two of them to climb in comfortably. It's a three seater, and he goes, God, I found you guys. I should introduce myself. My name is Jason Bozeron. I'm a student here at the academy. Kind of a crazy first day for you guys. Let me take you over to the shuttle site. So you see, he in a flash whips the ship into gear and goes sailing off towards the shuttle crash, the passenger half, which is mostly in sight at this point. As he's making his way there, he goes, "Yeah, Master Skywalker, he definitely he sensed a disturbance in the forest, probably when the catastrophe struck. Between that and the distress call that you guys activated just a few minutes before, that definitely made tracking you guys down a lot easier." And you see Rosh is like, "Oh, when I grabbed the emergency munitions from the back half of the shuttle crash." And Jason's like, "Yeah. Good to get first eyes on where the survivors are." You see him, you see you guys are coming up on the shuttle crash. He goes, as soon as we heard the news, Master Skywalker asked me to take the Arrowhead out to, I should explain. This is actually my own personal ship. Brought it here with me from my folks on Coruscant. I'm sorry, not Coruscant, you see him, he goes, he's laughing. He's like, "Sorry, I just have that on the brain. We've got a pupil coming in from Coruscant today. I'm excited to meet him. No, I'm from Corellia." So you see, Rosh looks over at Jaden and he goes, I think you must be thinking of, my friend here. Oh, what am I thinking? Here we are hopping into the ship. My name is Rosh Pinar and this is," and he points over,
Jaden. Jaden Kor.
You see, Jason goes, "Pleased to meet you both." You see, he reaches a hand over and shakes hands with each. Shortly before coming up on the passenger half of the shuttle, so you see he looks around, and providentially, there is some room in the clearing. So you see he lands the arrowhead down, and he goes, well, fortunately, he's like, doesn't look too bad. Let's get a closer look. You see him, he's like, fortunately, all the smoke was over on the other half. You see Rosh is like, yeah, that was the part with the engines. And you see he opens the hatch, and they're having safely put it down on the ground, the arrowhead. They climb out, and you see Jason looks over, and he goes, oh, and he waves. He goes, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. Mamatho's sister was on the trip back. You see he waves over. He goes, hey, you know, Mara. And you see Mara, as you remember, who had gone on ahead, you see her standing around a group of survivors and passengers, and you see, on hearing her name, she turns around, and she goes, oh, and she waves down. And you see her, she comes something between a walk and a run coming up to the three of you, and so you see she goes, oh, thank goodness. Oh, so you, okay, I see you've met Rosh and Jaden already. And you see Jason goes, yeah, found them. And you see him, he turns and points up to the cliffside, where I found the two of them up there. And you see, she goes, and you see, Rosh goes, I'll get these munitions to the folks, just in case. And you see, so you see Rosh goes walking by with the handful of weapons, that he had pulled from the emergency hatch in the shuttle. So you see Jason goes, yeah, Master Skywalker sent me out as soon as he started getting the distress call from the shuttle. And you see, by which I should clarify that Jason was referring to the how when they were initially going down, how the pilot, you know, relayed that they were having trouble with the shuttle. And you see, Jason goes, so what's the damage? And you see Mara goes, well, except for a bumpy landing, a few bruises here and there, thankfully, none of the passengers got hurt. Although they're all it's gonna be a bit, a little, uncomfortable, doing their first night with all of their luggage lost. And you see, Jason goes, well, fortunately, Jaden and Rosh here, you see he points over, managed to activate the distress signal from the half of the shuttle that crashed up there. So it shouldn't be too difficult getting the passengers' luggage, getting them set for the night. And you see him, he goes, I'm realizing. You see Jason goes over, he goes, excuse me, and he goes back over to the arrowhead, and you see him, he you know, lights up the communications, and he goes, Jedi Academy, this is Arrowhead. You see him, he goes, I'm pleased to announce that made rendezvous with the half of the shuttle that contains the passengers, except for a few bumps here and there. Everybody seems to be all right. Activating my my location data now. And you see him, he goes, and then you see, you hear a voice from the other side, a slightly different voice, a little bit of a gruff around the edges here and there. Go, nice work, kid. Okay, receiving the your location now. Excellent. Should expect a replacement transport within the next few minutes. So you see, Jason goes, Roger that, Master Kyle. And you see him, he ends the message, and he looks back and he goes, okay, let's rendezvous with our beleaguered passengers here. So you see, he and Mara and Jaden go walking up towards the, crowd that's, gathered outside the, tossed shuttle, and you see Rosh comes climbing back out, and he goes, okay, looks like the pilot's okay, and you see him helping somebody, understandably the pilot of the shuttle, crawling out. You see him, he goes, so is everyone accounted for? And you see Mara goes, yes. All passengers accounted for. And you see Rosh looks over at the pilot and he goes, any idea of what happened? And you see the pilot responds with, well, everything was fine. We made it into the atmosphere. Then just started having a little engine trouble and came kind of sudden. Premature engine failure. And then you see he goes on to explain, we'd only just gotten an initial warning of the thermal regulator not functioning as intended on the engine. He's like, something like that should have given me at least enough time to land at the academy to check out something like that. But the venting issue escalated so quickly that the engine gave out in a matter of minutes. You see Jason, you know, like, well, I'm sure that we'll take a closer inspection of the shuttle crash just to try to troubleshoot the problem in the future. What about the, do you have the flight data? So that we can also, you know, review that. And you see the pilot goes, well, sadly, the computer on board kind of took a severe hit. I guess you could try to take the pieces out, maybe extract the data from that. And then you see that there's a loud noise, or rather, I should say, a growing noise. And you hear Jason goes, ah, that sounds like the help's on its way. And you see they look up to see a couple of shuttles flying in from overhead. And you see Jason goes, you know, shoot, let me, I should probably move this, make room for them. I'll be right back. And you see he goes, hey, I'm realizing. And you see he looks back at Rosh and Jaden. He goes, I see you guys managed to find your luggage. I can give you guys a trip back to the academy first. And you see Rosh and Jaden look at each other. And you see Rosh goes, that would be fantastic. So you see Rosh picks up his luggage. And you see he makes his way over, climbs into the Arrowhead, and you see that Jaden does likewise. And so you see Jason goes, he goes, let me, he's like, I'm glad everything's okay, Mara. See you back at the academy. And you see the three of them having settled into the Arrowhead. You see the Arrowhead lifts off and flies out of the way, because the providentially there was a clearing, but the clearing was only so big, so that's why Jason is moving his ship out of the way so that the two rescue shuttles can land safely. And you see that from the view from the cockpit of the Arrowhead, you see the two shuttles are, you know, landing safely on the ground, and you see people starting to come out, heading towards the group of passengers and survivors that have gathered around the shuttle wreck. So you see Jason glancing up at the setting sun, and he comments, glad this didn't happen at night. The howlers that roam around. And you see Rosh puts in, yeah, we met a few of those. And you see Jason's like, interesting. A little early for them to come out, but, to be honest, we don't tend to venture this far into the jungles. We, mostly stick to the academy compound, the grounds, which, you see, Rosh glances out the window, and he asks, did that, I guess it was probably a bit of a job to get those built, and, you see Jason goes, well, actually, truth be told, we didn't, mostly, we didn't need to build a whole lot. Mostly we were utilizing the, existing structures, ruins, I guess you could say. You see, as near as I understand it, I think there's, like, scattered throughout, this particular continent on Yavin 4, there are various, of the ruins left behind by the ancient race called the Masasi, I think. Kind of scattered about. They were used, various of them were used, I believe, as a rebel base during the initial confrontation with the Empire. Something about the Death Star. I'm only so brushed up on history. My home world was not completely removed from the conflict, but wasn't neck deep in the fight either. You know, I kind of only heard bits and pieces about it growing up. And then you see Rosh looking out the window, and he goes, I think it was actually, pretty important, battle that took place not far away. I believe it resulted in the, destruction of the first Death Star. You see, Jason's like, he nods approvingly at Rosh. He goes, "Ah, I see. Quite the historian. Well, you will be able to meet the hero of the event in person. Master Skywalker is definitely looking forward to meeting all of you guys." And at this point, you see that the tops of the academy structures can be seen over the jungle treetops, and you see Jason goes, "All right, here we are. There's the academy coming up on it," and you see he smoothly navigates the arrowhead over into a landing compound that has been newly constructed, one can see. And you see somebody flagging him down as he lands the arrowhead. So you see the cockpit opens, and you see Jason gets out, followed by Rosh and Jaden with their their luggage, and you see I guess you'd say airfield attendant who was flagging them down. You see he waves at Jason, and he goes, So, what news? How's the, heard about the shuttle crash of the students? And, you see Jason goes, everything's under control. Unfortunately, it was a bit nasty, but not, fatal to anybody. We've actually, located the shuttle, and, the remaining students should be here shortly. And you see, the guy, waves back, "Glad to hear." And then he, finishes with a friendly wave towards, Rosh and Jaden, saying, welcome to the academy. And you see, Rosh and Jaden.
Thank you. It's actually nice here. So which parts of the temple are actually new, or is all of it just old?
You see, Jason goes, he kind of, He goes, well, you know, as I said, unfortunately, I'm not much of a historian. And you see, he goes, but you can kind of tell. You see, he goes, see that one over there? With all the ancient rocks. He goes, yeah, that one. That's pretty old. Points to a couple of other buildings. And then you see, but these over here, he goes, these are the students' quarters. You can tell that these guys, and he points over to this, you know, cluster of buildings. These are the relatively recent builds.
That's cool. So did you get, so was the force used to build these or was it just built by hand?
You see, Jason kind of laughs softly and he goes, you know, he's, if only, you see him, he goes, well, we're all, most of us students are kind of new. you go, and he's like, I mean, you know, we're getting better at it. You know, the, Force Mastery, Master, Katarin, Kyle, I mean, you heard him over my, communicator. You'll probably meet him soon. He keeps reminding us all about, you know, how the original Jedi Order before, you know, the Empire and all that, how they would, dedicate, to the training from a very young age, and, it was, years of constant practice before, anybody was, you know, well-versed in the Force, so, yeah, it was mostly a, grant from the New Republic that got these built rather than the Force. You see, he kind of finishes, you know, slightly amused. And then you hear a voice from behind say, but it's definitely a goal that we're working towards. And you see the three of them turn around to see man with blondish hair, dressed in black, who introduces himself as, I'm Luke Skywalker, pleased to make your acquaintance. And you see, he extends first a hand to, Rosh, a handshake, and then reaches over and shakes Jaden's hand.
I'm Jaden. Pleasure to meet you, Luke. I've heard all about you.
And then you see him, he goes, pleasure to meet you too, Jaden. And then you see him, he goes, Coruscant, I would guess.
That's right, sir.
And then you see, Jason kind of laughs. He goes, you know, guess or, sensed. And you see, you know, Luke kind of smiles. And he goes, perhaps a blend of both. And then...
Well, I'm the guy who built this thing. I'm the guy who built this thing by himself, Jaden says as he shows his lightsaber to Luke.
And you see, you know, Luke, you know, takes the saber hilt in his hand and looks at it, and he goes, a very impressive beginning, to be sure. And you see him, he goes, that points to a great deal of potential in you, Jaden. You see him, he hands the lightsaber back to him, and he goes, it's, you have definitely a, quite a raw talent. It's good for you to be here. I look forward to you and the other Jedi Masters developing that skill inside of you. You see him, he glances over at Rosh, and he goes,
kind of... Excuse me a second.
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. So you see, you know, greeting Rosh once again, he goes, I hope you're, I hope the the bumpy introduction to the Academy wasn't too jarring for you, Rosh. And you see, Rosh, you know, he kind of returns with a, hey, I'm just grateful we all made it here in one piece, even if the shuttle didn't.
And you see, it was quite. You kidding? I had a blast. Those howlers are something else, though. And you I mean, they really put up a fight. Ugh.
And you see, Luke goes, oh, yes, the howlers. I was concerned that, you and the rest might run into those. And you see, Jason goes, that's definitely quite a bit of first practice. You know, here it's just, you know, each other and training droids. And you see Luke goes, well, I'm glad that you both had the wits and the wherewithal to keep a cool head under pressure. And then he goes, you know, he kind of smiles over at Jason. He goes, the eagerness is, a very good quality, but it's also remember to not go rushing in before you're quite ready. And then you see him, Luke kind of smiles. It's a lesson I had to learn the hard way myself. And then you see him, he kind of smiles at the reflection. Although caring for the ones you love is never a weakness. And he smiles and he goes, anyway, it was a pleasure meeting you all. From what I understand, the rest of the students should be here any minute now. And then he goes, Jason, would you be so kind as to, show our two, students to their quarters so that they can, relieve themselves of their luggage and, then, meet the rest of the, Academy staff. And so you see, you know, Jason, you know, bows and he goes, you know, with pleasure, Master Skywalker. And so then he goes, all right, you two, as I was saying, the, student, dormitory's over here. So you see, Rosh and Jaden, following him. So you see they, it's kind of like, there's like a little, like a, it's not a, it's probably only about, maybe like as tall as a person, you know, there's kind of like a little wall around the dormitories. So it's kind of like its own little complex with like, maybe, 6 to 7 of these, dormitory buildings with like, walkways, you know, paved walkways between them. So you see, Jason, leading them through, and he, goes, okay, here we go, dormitory number 4, here we are, and you see him, he, you know, walks up to the door, and, you see he has, device, you know, ID with, like, his, chain code on it that he, puts in the scanner, and you see it, you know, the light turns blue, and you see the door opens up, and you see them, go in, and, you see Jason goes, oh, it seems like, to be honest, I was worried for just a second that, it'd be kind of embarrassing, introduction. You see him, he explains the, power was, actually went out temporarily, at the, Academy, shortly after the, distress signal came in from the shuttle. That's why, you know, there was a little bit of a delay, I was afraid that the power would still be out and I wouldn't be able to get the door open here. So you see, he helps them, shows them into a room with, you know, various, like, bunk beds, you know. So you see him, he's, like, showing around. In fact, the way that it works is kind of like, there's, like, some room in the center of, because, like, these, okay, so these dormitories are probably, I'd say, like, maybe, like, 40 feet in one direction and about 20 to 30 feet in another. Maybe it's a little bit longer. It's basically, it's one large room, and then in the sides, like, kind of in the walls, are these, like, recessed niches where the beds, the bunk beds are. You know what I mean? So there's bunk beds, but they're not, like, out in the middle of the floor. They're not built into the wall, but, like, almost, because they're recessed into the wall. Next to each, bunk bed in the wall is actually, like, a locker, I guess you'd say. It's a panel that, like, slides open, and it allows them to put their, belongings inside, you know, and then they, close it right up, but it's just, like, right next to their bed. So you see, Jason, he turns to, Jaden, and he goes, I don't know if you, or Rosh, if you guys want to duke it out for who gets the top bunk and who gets the bottom bunk. And, so you see Rosh and Jaden look at each other, and Rosh goes, any preferences, Jaden?
Any preference? I'd say, I'll take the top bunk. It's actually very nice in here.
And, you see, Jason goes, why, thank you. We try to, you know, keep the academy clean. In fact, you know, that's part of the curriculum here is a schedule, I should say, is once a week do the round of cleaning. I thought I'd take the liberty of we had a couple vacancies here, so I thought I take the liberty of showing you guys to this one, because this is actually where I sleep. And you see him, he points across the other side of the room, and you see him, he, you know, kind of, you know, nudges Jaden, you know, like, in the arm. You know, it's just like that friendly kind of gentle fist bump of you see him, he goes, you and I have slightly similar tastes. I'm a top bunker myself. You see him, he points over. And then you see Rosh has, you know, happily begun unloading his luggage into the compartment by his bed. And you see him, he goes, who has the pleasure of sharing the bottom bunk? And you see, he goes, oh, that's Mamatho, you haven't met him yet, but you did meet his sister. You see, Jason's like, I'm sure he went out with, Master Katarn and the others to help pick up the, rest of the shuttle passengers. You see, Jason, you know, looks fondly, and he goes, yeah, I've been, bunk buddies with Mamatho, pretty much ever since we got here a few years ago.
That's cool, actually. I hope the passengers are all right.
And then you see Jason goes, he goes, oh yeah, the passengers. Let me go see. And he walks over to a like an intercom in the wall, and you see him, he just presses a button, so he's not, like, actually, it's sort of like turning on the radio, where he's not talking into it, he's just, like, listening, you know, as far as just, like, the communications chatter across the academy. And then you see, you know, this is Rescue Shuttle 1, in tow with Rescue Shuttle 2, All passengers have been loaded on Shuttle 1. Shuttle 2 is has followed tracking beacon to the engine compartment of the down shuttle. We'll be following shortly with luggage and other effects located in down shuttle part 2.
Shuttle. There better not be any more of those howlers again. And I then, hope they don't run into any more of the howlers.
And you see, Jason goes, well, fortunately they have those munitions that Rosh and you pulled out. That should take care of them. And Jason goes, and also, to be honest, howlers are, they hunt in packs, but they're a little bit more one-on-one. The engines from the vehicles flying overhead will probably frighten them off. And then you see Rosh is like, so is howlers the worst thing we have to worry about around here? And you see Jason goes, well, so far from what we've encountered, although again, as a general rule, we tend to not stray too far from the academy grounds. I should remind you guys, there is a curfew. So don't be wandering outside the academy after dark.
What time does the curfew start?
And you see him, he goes, well, you see him, he glances, out one of the dorm windows, and he goes, well, it's after the evening meal together. You see him, he goes, after that, it's, we lock down the complex, because there's a bigger wall that was built around the entirety of the, or actually, wait a minute. No, sorry, scratch that. They go into the dorms, and the gates get locked around that as far as, like, for protection against the predators. And then he's like, and then the senior and other academy staff, like, the masters and the trainers and also the, just the people that help keep the place running, they sleep on some of the upper floors, and you see him pointing over towards the ruins. They sleep in the upper floors. So
I'm kind of busy right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, sorry. Hang on a second, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jasmine. Listen, I'm kind of busy right now. I'm doing something with Anthony. What's going on? I'm busy. That's fine. Sorry about that, Anthony. Please keep going.
So you see, Jason,
you were saying before I got interrupted?
Yeah, he was just explaining that, so after the evening meal, the, students return to their dorms, and the wall that's built around that, gets, the gates get, locked just to keep out the, in case any howlers happen to wander onto the base, the academy grounds. And then the rest of the staff, like the Jedi masters and trainers and, even the people that just, help with, like, running the airfield and other stuff like that, they sleep in, like, some of the upper floors of the old the ruins, So in case, like, Jason explains, something happens to wander in from the jungles after dark. Not likely to, but that way everybody's pretty safe. So you see, Rosh goes, understood. You see, Jason goes, okay. You see him, he's listening. He's like, okay, my guess is that sounds like that, the shuttle's on its way here. Should be landing soon. He goes over back to the door, and he goes, um, You guys ready to greet the rest of the new arrivals? And you see Rosh, closes the compartment by his bed. And you see him, he goes, he like glances over in a mirror, fixes his jacket and smooths his hair, and he goes, you lead the way. And you see Jason, glances over at Jaden, and he goes, you all set?
Oh, sir, yes, I'm all set.
And you see him, he goes, all right, let's,
anyway, you were saying something, Botho, was it? You were saying that you were saying you guys have been here for quite a while before I interrupted about the passengers.
And you see, Jason goes, yeah, no, my Botho and I, we're pretty close buddies. I guess that's kind of, the fallout. That's what happens when, you spend, your days and nights in practically tripping over each other. And you see him, he kind of, laughs, and he goes, no, my Botho's, he's a great guy. He really helped me to find my place here. I was a bit lost, and a bit unsure of myself when I first got here. And then you see him. He goes, to be honest, he's kind of the stabilizing of the pair. He keeps me from getting too far off the rails. You see him. He whispers under his breath, Master Katarn, Kyle. He keeps telling me how I'm a little too impetuous and free-spirited. I guess my Botho helps to keep me from going too far off into hyperspeed, right? And you see them walking up to the landed shuttle, which just came down, and you see various people gathering around. They see Luke up ahead, and you see Luke talking to a brown-haired man with a decent but well-kept beard and a tan jacket, conferring with each other, and you see they come up on to here on the tail end of Luke talking to the other fellow, saying, "Well, I'm glad to hear that everything worked out all right, Kyle." And you see Kyle goes, "Yeah, talk about a heck of a first day." And you see him; he glances over and he goes, these are the these are the two that activated the distress beacon." Is that right? And you see, Luke steps and looks, and he goes, "Kyle, let me introduce to you our two of our newest students, Jaden Kor, and Rosh Panar." And you see the two of them, reach out to Kyle's outstretched hand. He goes, "Pleased to meet you both. I'm Kyle Katarn." You see him, he shaking hands.
Jaden Kor.
You see him.
Jaden Kor, at your service.
See him, "Nice to meet you, Jaden. Nice to meet you too, Rosh." And you see him, he goes, "Promising students. Heard about the lightsaber." And you see him pointing to the lightsaber hanging at Jaden's side.
"Oh, thank you. It was quite an experience."
You see him, he goes, "Though, I believe it. Looking forward to hearing all about it. Looking forward to getting to meet all the new recruits." You see him, he goes, "Between you and me, we can't get enough of them." And then you see, Luke kind of, smiles, and he goes, and you see him putting a hand on Kyle's shoulder. He goes, my ever cautious companion here. And you see, Kyle kind of does a double take. And he goes, He goes, hey, look, you know, the faster we can get, you know, ahead of steam working with all this, you know, new Jedi Order stuff, the better. You know, it's a crazy, crazy galaxy out there, and there's still a lot of turmoil and tumult. Let's just say the New Republic is finding its foothold, but it's still a bumpy ride, and they need all the Guardians of Peace they can get. And then you see Jason, who was standing behind both Jaden and Rosh, kind of does that thing where he steps up in between both of them and puts his arm around each shoulder, and he goes, you see him, he goes, well, they're happy to be here. And you see him, you know, him, and you see,
can you say that again? He kind of broke you up.
Oh, sorry. He goes, well, they're happy to be here, and we're happy to have them. Isn't that right? And, you see, Rosh goes, then you see, Kyle, you know, looks at him, and he's like, you know, yeah. And then you see, Rosh goes, how long is it till the, evening meal? And, you see, Kyle goes, well, once we get, everybody settled here from the, offloading the shuttle, first we'll have to introduce all the new recruits to the current students, and then probably we'll do it from there. And
what's the curriculum? What's the curriculum academy?
And you see Kyle goes, it's strict, demanding. Only the most dedicated of students can survive it. Well, we have a very strict elimination program. The most new recruits don't make it past the first 2 weeks. And you see Luke smiles and sighs, and he goes, "Kyle." And you see Kyle goes, "I'm just kidding." However, it will require your focus and strain your attention and dedication, probably greater than you ever have before. But, but it'll all be worthwhile. And you see,
I trust that.
And, you see, Rosh goes, what if you're not sure if you have what it takes to be a Jedi? And you see, you know, Kyle, you know, smiles, and he goes, "Hey, you're here. That's all that you need." And you see him, he goes, "And besides, you'll get a better debriefing of how everything works after, you know, tomorrow morning after you've had a good night's sleep. But, you know, not every Jedi is called to do the same thing and to develop the same skills." And you see, he goes, "Take me, for instance. Even though I'm the, you know, official battle master here, it's my job mostly to, work with, the one or two other trainers here to hone the, skills that a Jedi will need in battle. But that's not the only skills. You know, some Jedi are probably, we'll go along a path that develops more of the focus, the meditation parts. Whereas some might have a better aptitude for, you know, being in the heat of things, you know, and knowing how to think on their feet in the way of being called out there to be in the field." But there's all different types. There's lots of places for you to find your niche here at the in the Jedi Order. And he goes, and you see him, he kind of winks. He goes, "Well, I'll see you kids in just a little bit at the introductions." And then you see him, he goes, "Till then." And you see him, he waves, and You see the Jason and then the other two, you know, do a slight bow towards him. And you see Kyle and Luke goes walking off. And then you hear a voice behind, "Hey, Jason! Jaden, Arash!" And you see the three of them look over to see Mara coming up. And you see her, she kind of runs up and gives a slight hug to Jason, saying, glad to, you know, it's good to be back. And you see Jason goes, he's like, I wanted to introduce them to Mamatho. Did he go on the shuttles? The rescue shuttles? And Mara goes, yeah, no, he was just with me. And you see, she looks back and she goes, hey, and she waves, Mamatho, over here. I want to introduce you. And so you see, a young man, with like a, kind of sandy colored hair, slightly reddish. He's got like a, brown jacket, kind of, sand blue, ish trousers. You see him, he comes walking up and he goes, he comes walking up coming, he's like, be right there, Mara. And, you see him, he goes, so if I had to guess, these must be the, recruits that you made the acquaintance of on the on your trip here. And you see here she goes, yeah, Mamatho, let me introduce you to Jaden Kaur and Rosh Pinar. And then she goes,
nice to meet you, Mamatho. Jason was just telling me about you.
And then you see Jason smiles, all good things, Mamatho, all good things. And you see Mamatho, you know, kind of laughs. And you see him, he goes, I would expect nothing less from Jason. And he goes, pleased to make the acquaintance of you both. My sister was telling me all about your wild ride just to get here. And you see, I heard you guys had a run-in with some howlers.
Yeah, we did. We did. We barely escaped. If not for Jason, we certainly would have been
somebody's dinner snack, Rush.
We would have been food for sure.
And you see, Mamatho, you know, goes, well, that's Jason for you, you know, always there.
Could you
know.
Say that again?
Mamatho goes, well, that's Jason for you, you know, always showing up to be there when his friends need him. And you see, you know, Jason kind of smiles, and he goes, well, Mamatho might be slightly prejudiced. And then you see Mara smiles, as all good friends are. And then you see Mamatho goes... I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
So I was saying that, Mamatho was saying that, Jason might be slightly prejudiced,
I see.
And then, I'm sorry, what was that last bit?
The part after a bit prejudice.
Oh, he said, as I think Mara put in, as all good friends are, and then you say, and then, you hear Mamatho goes, and it's nice to be able to make more friends, as you see, as he, reaches out a hand to Jaden, and then reaches over and shakes Rosh's hand. He goes, welcome to the Academy. And so then you see, the four of them make their way over to the, inside of the, Academy, itself. At least in the first building, you know, the, ruins, where they go inside to see basically all of the, at this point, it's the introductions. So you see all of the new recruits, that arrived on the shuttle, today are, in one area, and then I should explain. So the new recruits are all they're all seated, and you see that there's kind of like a raised platform area where Luke is, and you see that behind him are various so near him is like a few other people, and you know, Jaden recognizes you know, Kyle Katarn from earlier, but there's, you know, a couple of other with him, and then behind them are the students that were already there. Like they recognize, you know, Mara and Mamatho Aurelian and Jason Bosron, but there are, you know, some others, and you see so you see standing behind them, so you see Luke, you see, as we, you know, catch up with the introductions, we hear, you know, Luke explaining, you know, very happy to have you here, the new recruits, I know it's been, you know, kind of a wild ride for you all to get here, but very grateful to have everyone here safe and sound. Me and my fellow Jedi Masters are very happy to have you here and are looking forward to training you all to become, you know, strong Jedi Knights. And you see him, he goes, we will have a greater layout of the various roles and duties and the program once you've all had a good night's sleep in the morning, but I will you know, introduce you first off to some of my colleagues here. We have Master Kyle Katarn, and you see Kyle comes forward and, you know, bows slightly, who is the battle master here at the Jedi Academy. We have Master Donis here, and you see gentleman slightly older with like dark sandy hair and beard and white and tan robes. Leans forward and with a very, you know, understanding smile, you know, who helps with the concentration and meditation parts, you see, my fellow masters and students here, and trainers, welcome you all to the Jedi Academy, and look forward to helping. We welcome you to the Jedi family, and look forward to helping you all develop your skills to become the peacekeepers that the galaxy is in dire need of right now. And you see, Kyle goes, you know, kind of. You see him, he goes, you know, here, here, and he starts clapping, and you see that was, you know, just like a spontaneous impromptu thing that then, you know, Master Donis and then the rest of them start, you know, the other, academy staff and then the other students, you know, start doing, you know, clapping, and, you see that, Luke goes, Master Donis, if you would lead the way, lead our new recruits to join the others at the for the evening meal. I'm sure that they are quite ready for some fortifying nourishment and refreshment here. And so you see, you know, Master Donis steps forward and he goes, thank you all, welcome for being here. Let me, if you would all just step right this way. And you see him, you know, leaning, you know, with a hand towards the open door into the hallway, and you see, you know, the new recruits stand up, and you see them making their way, and you see the current, you know, previously already there students also, like, kind of, you know, milling about, coming over, you know, because at this point, everyone's just kind of milling, mixing, and filing through the doorway to lead to the hallway, and you see as the students are, you know, and the new recruits are mixing together, you see Jason, you know, comes up, and he, you know, whispers, it's, you know, it's good to have you guys here. And I think that will be that's where we'll stop for today.
All right. That's fine. Well, thanks a lot, Anthony.
You're very welcome, Francis. Thank you too. I'm glad to, glad we were able to get it in, and, love you, and I'll, see you next time.
Indeed. Actually, I want to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Jason mentioned before that you already told, that you told bits and pieces of the story before.
So, truth be told, I kind of did a similar thing, but with that one, I was kind of using different, like, characters. Like, it was kind of more of a crossover story, whereas with this one that I'm doing with you, I'm kind of just, like, only using characters in Star Wars. Because, like, before it was, like, I don't know if you remember when we would kind of do what we called the Lego adventure, so we would have, like, you know, our Legos from Legosville going off into crazy places. So that story was more like...
I remember that. That was really fun.
Yeah, so that story was more like that, whereas this one is something that is more just pure fan fiction in the Star Wars universe, if that makes sense.
All right. I want to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
How many chapters do you plan on having this be?
I don't have, like, a strict idea. I kind of, like, have an overarching idea of the story, but I don't know, like, how many chapters it'll wind up being. That kind of a thing, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, I do. What if it was 60? What if it was 60 or 70 chapters?
It might be. Yeah, it could be something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, again, thanks a lot, Anthony. I'll see you around for now.
Alrighty, you're welcome, Francis. Love you. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so that's the end of Chapter 2, May 10th, 2026, 4 p.m.